What's up, everybody? Come on. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. A new week, a new you, baby. We're going to jump right in. Want to just thank you guys for tuning in, making a part of your day. So many changes, great things coming ahead. And thanks for hitting me up. My Instagram, @James_Levesque. Twitter's the same thing. We're going to jump right in. We're going to call this episode, Stop Being Weird. We got to have a talk, friends. It's time to stop being weird. I remember when I was born again, when I first got saved. And I remember the youth group leader telling me, you know, Disney was like, you know, I went to like this nice little Assembly of God church and there, you know, look, Pentecostals, charismatic folks, I mean, they always got a gripe with somebody. I mean, they're always boycotting something. And I remember the headhunting target was Disney. Oh, yeah, friends, we were boycotting Disney. I don't remember why we didn't like Disney. I like Disney. I don't know why we didn't like Disney at the time. I think it was they had messages. Oh, yeah, that was it. In The Lion King, when Simba hits the dirt, it spells S-E-X. I remember. Yeah. It was The Little Mermaid had something. Oh, you know, Chris, stop. You never heard about this? And Disney covered The Little Mermaid had like the, I can't say because kids listen to my podcast, but there was like this male part on the cover. And I'm sure there were some employees that got caught, did something stupid and tried to fool people. But look, I got to tell you, man, it started like flags went off in my life years ago when I was like, I remember going to a movie. I think it was, I don't know, it was Batman or something with the youth group. And I'm like, I forgot what movie it was, but I'm like, you know, it's connected to Disney, right? Like I'm just, it's time to stop being weird, man. Somebody tell me, oh, I don't like Starbucks because they made this comment, or I don't do this, or I'm done with Nike. That was the big one a few weeks ago, right? Guys, please stop being weird. This, here's my thing with you. Nobody wants to share their faith. Nobody wants to be a light. Nobody wants to proclaim Jesus till he comes. Nobody's trying to occupy this earth. But we're the first one in line trying to boycott Nike? Like, am I the only believer that finds this super bizarre? Because here's the problem. I need to tell you guys something right now. Here's the issue. The issue is, as you're boycotting these companies, you might as well strip down right now, throw all your clothes away, don't use any products, and dig a hole and live in it for the rest of your life. Because thanks to Bible Blender, we now know the list of major U.S. companies that are anti-religious or Christian or whatever, like all the things that we're not supposed to like. I kid you not, dude. This is like 200 strong. And it's every company you could ever even think of. So, like, look, if you're going to boycott Nike, rip your clothes off, throw out your Peloton, like, get out of your house, remove the Oreos from your fridge, stop drinking milk, stop breathing, because I'm sure your air has been cursed by somebody. Bro, we're so weird, dude. People are like, I'm done with, like, I drink a Starbucks. I'm supposed to feel like I'm a sinner. I said to somebody recently, bro, shut up. The person that made your suit has been cursing God from the beginning of time. Why don't you stop wearing your suit? Literally, friends, literally, Airbnb, Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm just on the A's. Amazon. Stop using Amazon. Yeah, let's see you stop using Amazon. Like, we won't even exist anymore. Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, AMC, Angie's, Anthem, Apple. I mean, it just doesn't stop. AT&T, all your cell phone companies, curse the Lord. Ben and Jerry's. You knew that. Every single Comcast, everything, credit companies, Bank of America, Delta. We wouldn't even fly. Christians wouldn't even be able to fly. Because all of these companies have been like anti-religious or anti-God or has come out publicly and just said bad things about the Lord. And what am I supposed to do with this? I mean, we're craft. I mean, don't even eat. Kimberly Clark, don't wash yourself. Kellogg's, Levi, take your pants off. Marriott, don't sleep in a hotel. New York Life, oh man, I'm done. Nike, oh yeah, we know, we all hate them. Nordstrom, yeah, right. I mean, please, Nordstrom? Yeah, you see, look, Christian ladies ain't abandoning Nordstrom anytime soon, no matter what they say. It doesn't, CVS, don't ever get your pharmacy prescription filled because they've cursed God. There was a time somebody came into my office, right? And they were trying to, truthfully, they were trying to dig dirt on somebody close in my life, right? It would have been like, maybe like a family member that's been estranged or a best friend of mine in the Lord that's been kind of wandered away from the faith. They came into my office to dig dirt on this person. And when they came to me, they sat me down in the office. They had a long meeting. And they said, I just need to tell you because you're my pastor about the things that are happening to so-and-so, which was a bizarre meeting anyway. I need to tell you this. And they spilled out all this stuff that the person did wrong. And my response will absolutely floor you after the break. Hold on. What am I drinking right here? I'm drinking out of a Starbucks mug. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hello, friends. We invite you to join us for a night of worship with Jason Upton September 30th at 7 p.m. at Engaging Heaven Church in New London, Connecticut. This is a free event, and we encourage you to come and experience God with us.
What's up, everybody? We're back. So somebody called me, set a meeting, thought that I particularly need to be aware of this. And they said, you know so-and-so? Oh, yeah, I do. You know they used to love the Lord? Yeah, no, for sure I do. You know they're not serving God now? Yep, I know that. I need to tell you what they're doing. And whatever, I don't remember what it was, drinking, getting high, whatever they were doing, you know? And I just sat there completely, who cares? And I said, yeah, but what's the point? Well, no, I just need you to know what they're doing. I said, I just still don't get the point. Well, I mean, can you believe they're doing this stuff? Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me, newsflash. People that don't serve the Lord don't do Lord-like things. Am I shocked when somebody that is not serving God does all the things that people do when they don't serve God? Am I shocked? No. Here's what you have to understand. When people are not serving the Lord, why are we expecting them to act like Christians? Why am I expecting them? Why? There's some people in my life, I don't need you as a Christian. I mean, I want everybody saved, but look, I don't need my pilot a believer. Like, I don't want the guy flying my plane to be, like, in prayer as the thing goes down. You know what I mean? I know so many Christians are like, oh, I need to find the Christian pilot. That plane went down so many times. I know these preachers. Why are you getting Christian pilots? I don't get that. I don't understand why you expect people that don't serve the Lord to act that way. It's just bizarre to me. And look, you have your free will to do whatever you want. I mean, don't buy Nikes. I ironically had a great pair of new Nike Huaraches arrive in the mail recently, and I loved them last week, and I still love them today. But here's the bottom line. Do you, that's fine. What you have every say you want to do to boycott places. Let me tell you something. Your point was not getting across. People that are burning Nikes that you already paid for and they already done cashed your check makes no sense to me. But that's how weird people get. It's like, fine, you want to boycott everybody that's anti-God? Don't shave. Start ripping your beard out with your fingers because Gillette hates the Lord. And so does Harry. And so does, you know, Dollar Shave and everybody else. It's like, I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me. Because I feel like we live in, here's why. Because I feel like we live in a world that is so anti-God as it is that we must, like believers need to respond. I just feel like there's so few people today that will share the good love of Jesus, that will make their light shine, right? What did Jesus say? He said, I came to seek and save that which is lost. He didn't say I came to boycott people's products because they don't like me. Like, that's so bizarre. And I'm so tired of God getting a bad rap because people are weird. It's like, that isn't the essence of even, and I'm not even like an evangelical conservative dude. I'm pretty fringe, like extreme in my beliefs with the Lord. But I still think you're weird. I just don't get it, man. Old people are like holding on to these morals. Don't drive your car, dude, because probably the owner of Chevy hates the Lord too. Maybe go to Walmart. That's it. You don't have, but the product's in Walmart. I mean, you can't win. And I just feel like we've got to stop, man. The church is such a bunch of followers. We're looking to the world and whatever the herd is doing, we're like, oh, we're in. What? When has following the herd ever been like powerful? Let's start with never, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be a powerful believer? Stand out. Make sure that the morals in your life are right. Make sure that you're doing what the Lord is calling you to do. Because at the end of the day, man, look, when you get to heaven, what is it going to matter? You know what's going to matter? What did you do on this earth? Who did you take with you? How many people did you share to the Lord with? That's all that's going to matter. Because whatever is not born of the Spirit is going to burn. But I've never seen more Christians are boycotting or Starbucks or whatever you want to boycott. It's like, why don't we, how come these people don't share in their faith? Totally, dude. Chris said people are Americans first, then Christians. They don't even get it. It's like, I'm not going to pay homage to whatever, even anything before you're a believer. So I need to tell you today, like, before you think about jumping on the pack with everybody else and just being weird, please stop. Please. You want to make a difference? Why don't you go witness to somebody in Nike? You want to make a difference? Why don't you, you know, allow God to use you in places that you could never imagine? Man, that is what revival looks like to me. Not how weird can we be. I honestly believe, man, that's why there's so little touch of God on this earth. Because believers are just, they're so forgettable. They're just like everybody else. They're not, nothing in your life is standing out or separating you from the pack. It's time you start listening to the Holy Spirit and do what He says. That's it for today. We love you guys. Listen, it's going to be an intense week. Ride with us Monday through Friday, 15 minutes a day or so. Join us. We're out.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.